Welcome to Taking Notes, the Lotus Notes and Domino podcast. Here are your hosts, Bruce Elgort and Julian Robichaud.
Hello and welcome to the Taking Notes podcast number 17. This is Julian Robichaud and I am Bruceless this time. Me and Bruce just couldn't quite get together this week for a podcast together, so I told him I would go ahead and just record something myself, and I think he's probably going to record something himself and mix it in here somehow. I guess we'll just have to see how that works out. But just a couple little things for you just to kind of keep you going on the podcast here. Let's see, what have we got this week? Another show until Thursday, and actually that's, I really think show until Thursdays have been, gosh, just really picking up, and there's been a lot of interest, a lot of community around that, and I know that Rich Schwartz is doing an aggregator now, which hopefully a lot of people will join in on that and make it a lot easier for everyone to see all of the show until Thursday things together, which will be really nice. But I think that's just been a fantastic community effort so far, and so gosh, we really look forward to seeing a lot more of that. Let's see, other things. Lotusphere Comes to You has been really kind of jumping around quite a bit. I think that Tim Ryan actually described that as "Honey, I Shrunk the Lotusphere." So I've heard some good reports, some good feedback from that from various people, either just on the blogs or from whatever. And so that seems like it's been pretty successful. I know that our own Bruce Elgort is going to be doing his presentation and at least one or two of the Lotusphere Comes to You that are local to him. He's also actually gone out to D.C. recently and done one of his open NTF presentations, and I think Jack Dowsman did an entry that said that really went over pretty well. So what else is going on? Let's see. Oh, from our last podcast, Ed Brill, that's gotten over 700 downloads, so apparently you people like something about that, so I think it was really good. It was a little bit long, but that didn't seem to keep people away from it, so that went out pretty well. What else is on my list here? Let's see, Paul Mooney. Oh boy, Paul Mooney has another article on the Microsoft Application Analyzer, and boy, just kind of talking about how just how someone could really take advantage of the fact that you can truly customize how you want the results to come out. It's probably your best bet is to go over to Paul Mooney's blog and go and just kind of take a look at the entry he made kind of late this week. That will probably have been around March 15th, and we'll go ahead and put a link up for you on the actual Taking Notes blog site to read that. But pretty interesting. I mean, when you have a tool like that you can really tell it how you want the results to look, then you know the results look the way you want them to, and so you, if you're a domino shop and you have people coming in and running the analyzer against your apps, that's something you really need to be aware of. So kind of curious to see how that all pans out. Other things in the news. Let's see. Same time 7.5. Ed Brill, I guess, is using an early version of that and kind of reported back on some of the features that are in there and how that's interoperating pretty well with him chatting with other people. And you know, I've just been kind of thinking around Same Time 7.5 recently in terms of voice over IP, because I know that one of the things that they talked about at Lotusphere was that there's going to be some voice over IP integration with Same Time 7.5, specifically that there's going to be a lot of vendor compatibility as far as that goes. And I've just been kind of wondering if if Same Time 7.5 is going to end up being kind of a voice over IP solution for notes. And that would be kind of neat if you can really take the notes client and interface that right with your possibly with your IP voice system. Kind of along those lines, I know Andrew Pollack has written at least one or two blog entries recently about completely setting up an IP phone system and a PBX and setting up Asterisk and things like that. And you know, there's voice over IP is it's kind of one of those technologies that's been out there for a while, and I think little by little it's just gonna keep getting kind of gaining some ground or getting some traction in corporate environments. It's really kind of a neat technology to use, you know, with Skype or something like that, you know, at home or kind of on your PC talking to your friends. But you know, in corporations, I really think it's going to start getting some traction because you know, Siemens and Cisco are out there kind of pushing their voice over IP solutions. IBM and Siemens are going to have some kind of native notes voice over IP offering sometime this summer. They announced that, I think, in January. And, you know, there's actually already an ePhone product that's out there. I can't remember what the vendor is for that, but, you know, that does integrate with notes. And I'm not sure. I think that's actually outside of same time. But, you know, boy, that would be neat if there was some kind of native voice over IP integration within same time 7.5 with notes. So we'll kind of see how that works. Also, kind of along the same time 7.5 lines, Jack Dousman posted an interesting blog entry recently about how, since that's Eclipse-based, how, you know, developers and kind of the Domino community is, it's going to be very important to really start learning more about Eclipse. You know, it's been out there for a long time, and you know, a few people have kind of played around with it, but that's going to be an important development environment for us to be learning about as developers, and same time 7.5 is going to be probably a good learning ground for us. Although that's right now something you got to go and do yourself. So not sure what else there is. Let's see. Looks like I'm at about 7 minutes right now, so that's probably about enough of me just talking all by myself. Hopefully Bruce is going to interject a few things in here, maybe some sound effects, or maybe he'll pop in with some news of his own. I believe we have something else by Michael Sampson, one of his talking news segments here. Not sure what else. Just keep listening and see what's out there. Otherwise, that's all I got for you right now, and I'll talk to you later. Have a great week. Bye.
This is Michael Sampson of ShedSpaces Research and Consulting bringing you talking news for the week of March 6 to 10, 2006. Top news of the week is that EMC purchased Authentica and also that RIM and NTP settled out of court. In terms of EMC buying Authentica, Authentica is a privately held company that offers digital rights management software, particularly focused on Microsoft Office and extending Office applications via digital rights. EMC intends to add Authentica's capabilities to its Documentum content management and eRIM collaborative workspaces products. The pricing wasn't disclosed, but one estimate put the deal at $75 million. It's interesting that two other players in the digital rights management space were overlooked in the acquisition. Both Sealed Media and Liquid Machines have out-of-the-box products to enforce digital rights on eRIM-controlled or originated content, and Sealed Media offers an out-of-the-box product for enforcing digital rights with content in eRIM. Authentica offered neither. Neither EMC nor Authentica had done the press release thing by the time that I prepared this news item last week. RIM, its carrier partners and its customers are out of the woods, given RIM's out-of-court settlement with NTP for a one-time payment of $612.5 million. The court has dismissed the case and no further decisions are needed or pending. The settlement and payment covers all current and future NTP patents. At the hearing on February 24th, Judge Spencer scolded the two sides for not coming to an earlier out-of-court agreement. Customers are happy that the whole mess is behind them, and rightly so. It should not have come to this. The stock market was happy too, with RIM's shares rising and expected to rise more now that the uncertainty is over. Roundup of daily news. Microsoft Research has been working on SNARF, a utility to scan unread email to determine its importance to the user. Works with Microsoft Outlook. Surprise, surprise. Zimbra released Zimbra iSync Adapter, enabling Zimbra users on the Mac to synchronize calendar and contact information between the two platforms. Supports native sync with Apple iCal for calendaring and Apple Address Book for contacts. Offers time-based automatic synchronization. Google showed off, or at least the Google Calendar was exposed. It's currently in beta testing with about 200 people, but one of those beta testers leaked information to someone else. Key features of the calendar include threaded layering of multiple calendars, very important, event discovery capabilities, Gmail integration, subscription feeds for integration with desktop calendars and others. The release date is unknown. CL2, the codename, is in closed beta at this time. And finally, in rounding up daily news, Research in Motion released version 4.1 of the BlackBerry Enterprise Server, as well as a small business edition thereof. New features include a single interface for managing multiple BlackBerry Enterprise servers, group-based administration, enterprise instant messaging integration with Microsoft LCS and SameTime, and audit logs for both PIN and SMS messaging, among others. I wonder if Bruce has implemented that at his place yet. It's available immediately. And rounding up Notes and Domino blogs, good to see that Duffbit's back up to $5 a week. Bruce has been to Washington, D.C., and Rich Schwartz looks for some common ground in show-and-tell Thursday posts. That's it. A bit shorter today for daily news and talking news from Michael Sampson at Shared Spaces Research and Consulting. Hope this finds you well, and all the best for the week ahead.
Everyone, it's Bruce Elgord here for the ending part of the Taking Notes podcast, episode number 17. Julian, you did a great job being Bruce-less. You know, if that's the way you want it to be, you know, fine with me. No, just kidding. Yeah, Julian and I several times have tried to hook up, but just due to time zones and scheduling and kids and dogs and work and school and all that other kind of stuff that goes on in our lives, we were not able to make it happen as we usually do. But, you know, we're looking forward to recording episode 18. Life's been pretty busy for myself, traveling back and forth across the country a couple times. I was in New Jersey for a little while and in Washington, D.C. I'm preparing to go to Seattle for a Lotosphere Comes to You event, and that's about it. So hope everyone is doing well. Again, thank you for your patronage. Without you, you know, we would just be talking to ourselves. So thanks again, and we look forward to giving you episode 18 real soon. Take care, everybody.